did the cash register ring today? Did it go cha-ching? If it did not go cha-ching, you're not doing your damn job as a business owner or as a salesperson. It's that simple.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Today we're going to talk about how to set a sales goal and actually achieve it. So many people don't do that. Well, guys, listen, it's no different than fitness. You want to get in shape. There's some foundational things to getting in shape that are going to help you be successful, such as you need to burn more calories than you put in your body. That is about as foundational as it gets for getting in shape, right? So you eat better food and you move your body and you do that consistently, you're gonna have success in your health. Well, it's the same in the sales game. There's a couple foundational things that we're gonna talk about here today to help make sure that you're not just setting a sales goal, but you're actually achieving it. Let's go. All right, so one of the things I'm gonna do here, guys, setting a sales goal is as simple as just getting clarity. It is the foundation of everything that you're gonna do. So hopefully you guys can hang with me here. So you first gotta determine what is the overhead of your business, and that includes your salary, right? And I break it out here because a lot of times guys don't think to make it part of their overhead, but this amount of money, say you wanna pay yourself $100,000 a year, okay? That has to be included in your overhead. And say your company overhead is another $100,000 a year. That's, you know, your marketing, the rent for your shop, all that other stuff. And let's say above and beyond that, you have a profit goal, net profit goal, when all is said and done, of 50 grand. You want 50 grand in the bank. So you want to pay yourself 100. You got 100 in bills to keep the business open. And guys, this keeps the business open. This is the financial reward. So we got what, $250,000 here that you need to keep after all is said and done. And so how you figure that out, we always talk about a 50% gross profit here, is you take that $250,000, you divide it by 0.50, and that gives you your sales goal that if I sell and produce $500,000 worth of work at a 50% gross profit, that means I spent half of this money, 250K, producing the work in your cost of goods. Okay, that's direct labor, materials, permits, shit like that. Take that away, you finish all your jobs on budget, you got $250,000 left to pay these beautiful things up here for you. So guys, clarity is the key. So let's say now, you know, guys are always like, well, I don't know what to charge and how do I figure out what to charge? Well, let's say your sales goal is $500,000 at a 50% gross profit. Let's just go red here so it's easier to see. All right. And say you got three guys that work full time in the field. Well, three guys, well, you got 160 hours a month is full time times 12 months. That's about 1920 hours per year. Per guy, 1920 times three, you have 5,760, okay, man hours that you need to fill. Well, if I take the $500,000 sales goal and divide it by the man hours, 5,760, I get 86.80 an hour. So here's the deal. If you sell this many man hours at least this sales rate per man hour or greater, you will hit your sales goal. And then you break that down into monthly stuff, guys. All right, so if I sit here and I go, all right, I gotta sell 5,760 man hours. You're probably wondering, what does this have to do with hitting my sales goal? This is how you eat the elephant, guys. 560 divided by 12 months, right? Or 5,760 divided by 12, I got to sell 480 hours per month, okay? And if I do that, if I'm monitoring this stuff every week, I'm looking, hey, how many man hours did I sell? How many, you know, dollars? Yes, that equates to that, but is my sales rate at least the $86, $90 or whatever it is out the door? And am I booking this many man hours? If I am, then I know I'm on track to hit my goal. So guys, this is just one quick, simple way to get the clarity that you need in order to set the right goal. One of the worst things you could do is look at the contracting world and go, oh, everybody's doing 1.5 million in my industry, so I need to do 1.5 million too. All right, or everybody's charging, you know, 75 bucks an hour, so I need to charge that. Erase that shit from your mind. The only thing that matters is your goals. Okay, what are your goals? What is your overhead? What are you gonna pay yourself? And that's part of that. And then what is the net profit dollar goal above and beyond that that you want in your pocket? Because guys, this right here, let's make it green. Let's go back to green. This beautiful thing right here, this net dollar goal, net profit goal, that is your financial pat on the back. That is your financial reward for doing all the shit that it takes to market, sell, and run a contracting company. So guys, back here again, clarity is key. You have to know what you truly want. You have to know what you want. If you want to pay yourself $100,000 a year, you don't necessarily have to do $1 million a year in sales to do that. You just got to reverse engineer what you need to be charging and some stuff like that and set your goals based on that. All right, hopefully that helps, and I'll be back in a second. All right, so reaching your sales goals, achieving your sales goals is not that complicated, but the biggest issue I see over and over is that contractors lack consistency of doing the things that you need to do on a daily basis. So I'm sitting here at the drums, I've played, I'm 49 at the time of this recording. I've played drums since I was 9 years old. And just like any musical instrument, any skill that you're gonna learn or whatever it is, there are some rudimentary things that need to happen. You know, you learn how to hold the sticks, you learn certain sticking patterns that'll help you, you know, play with independence on the drum set and all four limbs moving and some things like that. All right, guys, but you don't just go, I'm gonna spend an hour on it once a week or 3 hours on it once a month. I chipped away a little bit at a time. In fact, now today, I simply sit at this thing for between 10 and 15 minutes a day. I have a click track, but it's a metronome, so I can play in time, and I just practice some things so that I can stay semi-sharp on the drums. Well, in your sales game, it's no different. All right, there are daily KPIs, what we call key performance indicators, that will help you break down the big goal, the elephant, one bite at a time. And so you break it down. You know, we talked about having that $500,000 sales goal. Well, if I take my calculator here and I just go, okay, a $500,000 sales goal, you know, divided by 12 months, that's 41.6, 41.7 a month. And if I divide that by 20 days a month that I work, if it's just 5 days a week, all right, divide that by 20, I gotta sell at least $2,083 a day on average, okay, to hit the goal. So that's how you break this down, you guys. This video might seem overly simplistic for some of you guys, but the point is 99% of you aren't doing this, okay? Which is why I'm sticking with the rudiments here. I'm sticking with the blocking and the tackling, okay? So you gotta break this down. So what does that look like? It means how many leads came into the business today? How many times did my phone ring? How many times did somebody fill out something on a website or social media? If you are not tracking how many leads per day you are getting. And guys, the stuff I'm gonna tell you here real quick takes 10 minutes a day. And let me just call it the way it is. If you can't fucking find 10 to 15 minutes a day to do this, you don't deserve to be in business. You don't deserve to hit your fucking goals. Okay, it's that simple. If you're not gonna get off your ass, if you're a fat person, okay, if you're a fat ass sitting on your fucking couch eating Cheetos right now, and you talk about how you wanna hit these weight loss goals and get in shape, but you don't get your fucking ass off the couch every day and go move your body, you don't deserve to fucking get in shape. It's that simple. All right, and I get fired up about this because day in, day out, year in, year out, I hear you guys sending me messages about there's no work, I can't make any money, I'm bliss, I'm going into debt, all this other bullshit, and it comes down to the shit I'm talking about right here, for free, by the way, okay? There are people that pay me a shitload of money as coaching clients to get what I'm giving you right now, all right? I take it a little deeper, actually a lot deeper with them, but I'm giving you the foundational shit right now to change your fucking life. And that's why I get pissed about this. So how many damn leads do I get every fucking day? Every day. You don't look at it once a month. You don't look at it once a quarter, once a week. You look at it every day. Second thing I track is, did the cash register ring today? Did it go cha-ching? If it did not go cha-ching, you're not doing your damn job as a business owner or as a salesperson. It's that simple. Your role is the salesperson in your business. Whether you're a one-man show or you're just a salesperson for a bigger business, whatever it is, if you are selling for your business and the register isn't ringing every day, you should be cut from the team. Just like a field goal kicker who doesn't make kicks on Sunday in the NFL, they fucking hand him his walking papers Monday morning. See you later, because you ain't doing the fucking job that the role requires. All right, so track your leads every day. Track what did I sell every day. I have a dashboard. I use Entreport for my own business, okay, for my coaching company. We use a thing called Entreport, and there's a dashboard, and every day I go into that thing first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and it says daily sales. I want to know what and it could be $27 for the t-shirts we sell, or it could be 10 grand for a coaching package we sell. But any day that my cash register doesn't go cha-ching is a terrible day in business. It is a terrible day. Guys, here's why. Every damn day you got money going out of the business, out of the business, out of the business. Your rent, your cell phone bill, fuel, all that other shit. If you don't have money coming in, oxygen coming in every day, you're screwed. So here's the thing. Why do I talk about looking at your leads and sales every day? If you've seen some of my other videos, you know there's this thing called the reticular activating system in your brain. Basically, it's this. Whatever you tell your brain that is important to you, your brain will find more of it. It will look for it. It's like if you're looking to buy a red Mustang and you're shopping around, you're looking online, now you start driving around, you start seeing red Mustangs all over the place because that thing is important to you. So if you continue to not tell your brain that leads and sales are important, you're gonna get more of that shit. But if every day you simply take your eyeballs here, even if you got one eye, even if you're eye patch wearing motherfucker, okay? And you take your one eye or your two eyes and you put it on how many leads came into the business and did the cash register ring today, you are gonna build the habit of attracting more leads and more sales into your business. I don't know how that shit works, it just works. I don't give a fuck how it works. I don't have to worry about it. I'm not a brain guy, right? I'm not a brain expert. I'm just a dude who learns this shit, implements it, shares it with you. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right, and we're check to check and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself, and now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys,
You sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. TheContractorFight.com/100K.
All right, next thing you need to do to eat the elephant one bite at a time, we're gonna wrap up with this. Identify the activities that produce leads and sales. Look back over some of your best jobs, your best clients through the years, and you go, okay, what were the actions that I took? Okay, again, back into this brain stuff, guys. Whatever thoughts you put into your brain, they become your beliefs become your actions. So if you think to yourself, hey, I need to increase sales, I need to increase leads, okay, you start believing that deep down that, hey, the work is out there. Now, what are the actions that it's gonna take? What are those beliefs gonna produce? What actions will those beliefs produce? And a couple of things that always lead to sales for me, and you know, in contracting and in everything else I've ever done, is creating content. You gotta create content, you gotta educate people. That always leads to sales. You guys are watching content right now. This content unapologetically serves two purposes. The first is to educate and impact you and bring respect and dignity back to the trades, because that's the mission of the Contractor Fight. The second unapologetic reason I create content is because it feeds my family eventually. Okay? It's that simple. So guys, you have to identify the actual actions you take. So for me, it's content. In any business I've ever had or will have, content will be at the foundation. You need to follow up with people. That is an activity that you can track. Okay, these things have to be trackable. Did I create content today? Check. Did I follow up today? Check. With a lead, maybe you're playing phone tag with, or somebody you gave a proposal to, and they're now in the fucking witness protection program, and yet they won't return your calls. Okay, are you gonna follow up? Are you gonna role play? Now, in our Contractor Sales Academy, we're always talking about role plays. And it's funny, guys, the people that role play and earn the belts of our Shin Fu that we hand out, or you earn, okay, the people that earn the belts, they actually make more fucking money. It's crazy, okay? They practice with other members, they attend the sales training calls, and they actually implement the shit that they're learning. And wouldn't you know it, they make more money. And 100% of the guys and gals that have quit the program, we don't even know their fucking names, because they're not involved, they're not role playing, they don't make the calls, they just expect to show up, push an easy button, and it happens. You have to practice. If I wanna be a good drummer, I gotta, role playing and drumming is sitting down, putting on my ear protection with a click track, a metronome in my ear, learning how to play in time, practicing beats, and making it to where this becomes muscle memory, where I reach the fourth stage of learning, which is unconscious competence. Okay, so that is a daily action that you should be taking in your business, is role play. Is a salesperson. And the last thing that you can do every single day is get feedback from the field. You bid a job for so many hours, you think this task is gonna take so much time, don't be a chicken shit and avoid the conversation with your guys in the field. Go out there and go, hey, I bid this room for X amount of hours, or I bid it this long to install this door, how did we do on it? And explain the context of why you want to know. I want to know because, guys, bidding is part art and part science, and you know, it could be very hard to nail it. We're very rarely going to nail it exactly how much time something takes. So you want feedback from the field so that you can become a better salesperson. You can develop a better relationship with the guys on your team. I'll give you a quick example here. I had my one of my painting foremen years ago came to us and he said, hey, on our production rates for painting, we have you give us too much time for doors to paint the doors on these jobs. Okay. However, we don't have enough time for baseboards. And because we had a good dialogue with our guys, they would felt free to come to us and we would have these conversations back and forth, and it helped me hit my sales goals. It helped me be a better salesperson because I was bidding more accurately. That meant that if I had a job, you know, with all baseboards or something like that, the time was going to be accurate. Okay? And so we played that game, and that's a different conversation here. But guys, get feedback from the field. Okay? Don't be afraid of the feedback from the field. Don't be afraid to role play every day. You can find 15 to 20 minutes a day, get on the phone and role play part of the sales process with another salesperson in your company, with your boss, with your buddy, whoever it is. Or if you're in our sales academy, obviously another member. All right, so let me recap here real quick. Guys, it all starts with clarity. You got to know where you're going. You got to base your sales goal, okay, on what are the current needs of my business and what are the current needs of my household. If you got to bring in 100 grand or 150 grand or 80 grand or whatever it is, that's the fucking number. That's the number. And you got to add all that shit in there. And then above and beyond that, you go, what's my net profit goal? And guys, from there, you have a baseline. This is what we need to keep in gross profit money. Divide it by your goal gross profit percentage as a decimal, like 0.50 or 0.55 or 0.4 or whatever the hell your number is. And that gives you a number. That is your sales goal, and it's based on factual data. It's based on your real life situation, okay? And then from there, guys, daily key performance indicators. How many leads, how many sales, did the cash register ring? What are the activities that always lead to a sale in my business? And I need to make sure those are the things that I'm tracking and measuring if I truly want to hit my sales goals. I super appreciate you hanging out today, taking some time here at the Contractor Fight. And if you found value in this at all, I ask you to do one thing, and that's share it with another contractor. All right, share this with another contractor so that we can all, you know, what do they say? A rising tide raises all boats, right? Or whatever the hell the saying is. Guys, as you get better and as somebody else gets better and all that, we do amazing things in the contracting world for ourselves and one another. We'll see you guys next time.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag Join the Fight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.